Blog Talk Radio.
Determined to keep this man in the power.
I mean, he's nominated and managed to place 187 judges, all white males, on the judiciary. And you can trust and believe. And if you're that naive that you don't want to, that's fine. I'm not in a position, a very small voice, to convince you otherwise that these people won't be influential. You're sadly mistaken, because that is 20% of the federal judiciary, and in many cases these men will have the final word on the litigation of a lot of cases. And you know, it's not about being right or having a meritorious case. To them, it's having the right face, not right case, the right face. And I think this is the most damning legacy of the Trump administration, of the fact that he is able, or has been able, well, not him per se, I mean, this was the quid pro quo, the real quid pro quo, him saying to the Republicans, you leave me alone, and I'll just sign off on whatever you put in front of me. It's that simple. So that was a trade-off. And so they've managed to shove these radical hacks. A lot of them aren't qualified. You know, some were so bad that even the Republicans had to turn them down. They couldn't answer a simple question about the Constitution. You know, what branch derives its statutory authority from which article or Constitution? I mean, basic fundamental questions that you should learn in your first year of law school. So it's really frightening, because you know what happens with a certain segment of this country. You know, they commit dastardly deeds, and then they hide behind a law to insulate themselves. So they say, "See, but we followed the law." You know, I've dealt with this, you know, for years and years and years and years and years and years. So it's going to be a situation where you know, that the majority, the waning majority, is going to be out of with the browning of America, you know, and roughly, I would say, about another 20 years, they're no longer going to be the majority in this country. So what's going to happen, or these people are playing chess. This is strategic and tactical. So they're placing these people in influential positions of authority. You know, what we call in law, sensitive positions of public trust, where they'll still wield the influence and authority necessary to maintain power. It's that simple. I mean, it's not something that you have to overly, intellectualize. And you know, you as a federal judge, you can be impeached, but the bar is kind of high. I mean, you know, because you figure that by the time you reach that level of vetting, you know, with the FBI background checks and that sort of thing, and you know, whatever other vetting is required, you know, they already they already feel just like with Kavanaugh. I mean, it was absolutely insane. I mean, even I believe it was Stevens. Don't quote me his gospel on that, but I believe it was Stevens that talked about it and said how, bad Kavanaugh's behavior was, where he felt, entitled to become a Supreme Court justice, irrespective of the allegations that were. Now, I agree that, allegations were quite old. I don't believe that the main witness, Christine Blasey Ford, Dr. Ford, psychology professor, by the way. No, I believe her. I don't believe that she handled it right. What she should have done, just my personal opinion, is, she should have went to Montgomery County officials where it occurred. And and they would open up a criminal investigation. At that point where you're under criminal investigation, man, I don't believe that you could be confirmed as a federal court judge. I just don't. I think that she made a tactical error in not doing that. And then other people, did not confirm everything she was, they had remembered or X, Y, Z. Yeah, I don't quite know what the story is there. But, it had occurred a lot of years earlier. They're in their early 50s now, and this had occurred when they were teenagers, so that would have been, 30 years earlier. So that's quite a stretch of time. That's not an insignificant amount of time to transpire. And people's memories fade after a year. So you're talking 30 years. So I don't believe it's unrealistic that they would not have remembered, exactly what had occurred. I happen to have a good memory, but I'm different. A lot of people don't have good memory. I know people that can't remember what happened last month. I tell you, people have very, very short memories. All right, so let's take a break here. I'm still using. I mean, I have tons of computers in storage, but I'm using, and I have one that I'm thinking about building out here, a workstation. I have a new chassis for it, and I have all the innards out. The video card, memory sticks. And there's some stuff that I gotta get out of the old chassis still, and I think that I'm gonna farm that out. I'm gonna mess with that. And there are prisoners. I'm down at my little summer cabin. There are prisoners walking in front of my house, cleaning a ravine out. It's a floodplain, so there are ravines around everybody's house so that the flood waters, instead of flooding your houses, and in my case, I have no house on the property. I have a trailer down here. It doesn't flood your house. It goes right into the ravine. So, people driving along, they throw trash and debris you know, you would think that this is the country they wouldn't do that, but they do do it and throw trash and debris, which collects in a ravine. And so the sheriff or corrections department, I mean, I don't know what you would quite call it here, but I'm sure it's operated by the sheriff's department. They clean out the ravines. They walk up and down, and they you know, they take all the trash and debris, and they do a really good job. I mean, you know, but they only come once every, I would say, about 2 or 3 months. So, you know, the debris collects quite quickly. Again, because, you know, people are unrelenting, and they're lazy, and they don't care. As long as it's not their house, they don't mind throwing debris in front of your house. So let's take a break. We'll come back on the other side of the break. Started looking for I didn't have any money, but I started looking for brownstones anyway at the time. You know, I this is just before I started grad school, and everything I was looking at was in the two, from I would say roughly 230 to 280 range, way out of my price range. You're talking almost 30 years ago now. Those shells, well, they weren't shells. They were these were really nice brownstones. Are in the 800s, $900s, $1 million range now. And I always say, I was a late bloomer. I mean, you know, hindsight, what do they say about hindsight? So, yeah. So, at any rate, that's where we're at. We kind of missed that boat, that opportunity. We did some other stuff, though. This is around the time they were rebuilding Brooklyn Restoration Center. SUNY, State University of New York, Empire State College, I don't know if they still do, they had an office across the street run by a guy over there. We didn't really get along, but he was my primary mentor for the period of time that I was there. You know, they use like an old European model of pupil-professor sort of model. They don't call it that, though. They call it mentor and, student model, which is a very interesting model because you get this personalized attention, and the mentor, who is a professor, typically, someone with an earned degree. Earned terminal degree. So they're able to guide you, and it was one of the most thrilling aspects of my academic career, just being in that environment. Where you were guided, and like I said, I didn't particularly get along with my mentor. He was an accommodationalist, let me put it that way, and I don't get along with, persons having that sort of worldview. And but he did do me well when as I was going through the program, and I successfully completed and went on to professional school and grad school and all through SUNY, State University of New York. So big ups to SUNY. Big ups to the Ravens. The Ravens extended their winning streak to 12 with Robert Griffin III at the helm on Sunday. I didn't watch the game. I didn't want to. I wanted to reflect, on the last Monday of 2019, last show that we're doing it this year, December 30th, 2019. And it's been a lot of ups and downs for me. Lost my girl and then got in a big brouhaha, with the family. It was awful. One of the worst things I've ever experienced in my life, really. I mean, a lot of recriminations and that sort of thing. Threatening to become violent, really, and so I just extricated myself from that situation. Thank God. My grandfather always said many, many years ago, when I was still a teenager, thank God, God bless the child that has his own. So fortunately, I was able to fastly extricate myself from that situation, and it was still painful, had left for time, and it was quite a while. You know, it's you know, everything doesn't change just because a person is no longer here. You know, and actually things can change for the worse, and they did. It is what it is. So, you know, I'm still here. It is, coming up on a year. January 7th will be a year, which was a Monday, by the way, right after my show. You know, she started passing, and EMS was unable to resuscitate. Kind of bittersweet. So we've been reflecting on that. I spent some time with my child the other day. You know, wonderful, wonderful time. I'm going to try to do more of that in the coming year. This weather has been really cooperating, so I'm going to put some brakes on the truck soon, next month. You know, so I'll do that. Matter of fact, I'm going to order them today. So I don't run the GTO into the ground. I can't use it as a daily driver, coming up on 80 grand on that car in terms of mileage. So that's high mileage. It's not going to be worth far less than what it ought to be, you know, if I keep putting that kind of mileage on it. So it's got to go in the body shop, so we're going to do some work on that this coming year. The Opel, I don't know, I'm thinking about getting rid of it, sell it at a loss if I can, bring it over, take it out on the mechanic shop. He hasn't done anything with it, take it over to sit it in the yard over there down on the Eastern Shore and put it up for sale, or trade it or something like that. I'm not really sure what I'm going to do. But it runs. New battery. No plugs, wires, the whole nine. But I think I'll trade it for an older truck. You know, something with a little utility. You know. Because down on the shore, it's easier to get around with a truck than it is with a car. I mean, you can get around with a car, but, you know, being in a floodplain, you know, water all over the place. That's how the brakes got screwed up in the first place. It got contaminated. I was running through the water and stuff like that, you know, just having fun like the big boy I am at times. And contaminated the brakes. It was water in the brake line, so they totally collapsed the brakes. They didn't work any longer. I had to have the guy. He charged me an arm and a leg. Black guy. This is what you get. I'm not going to use him any longer. So anyway, let me take my leave. I want to wish you last day of Kwanzaa, by the way. I think we have one more day or 2 days left. Happy New Year, and we'll be back on the New Year. We'll be talking more. Chump the Brain Dead Comic Carnival Park and his antics. You have a blessed week. It should be more MPI. Mondays through Fridays, I believe Saturdays as well. So tune in.